Good evening, distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen, especially those we're here to recognize tonight. And Ricky, this is the fourth year I've been involved in this, and I cannot tell you how much we as senior leaders appreciate this, but even more so the warfighters, because each of them takes this back to their organization, and they get to see the importance of what they do every single day, particularly for our folks that are out in some of the remote places around the world, Alaska, and of course all of our ships across the sea. I have the honor this evening to introduce the National Guard's Missile Defender of the Year, Captain Jason Brewer. As a member of the National Guard, Jason exemplifies the citizen soldier's role in our missions of warfight, homeland, and partnerships. This evening, I'd like to address the mission of protecting our homeland, which is the Department of Defense's highest priority. While National Guard troops are the force of choice for natural disasters, as we saw during this year's extremely devastating hurricane season, what is less known is our soldiers and airmen on watch daily supporting U.S. Northern Command and our military services. Jason is representative of those executing our federal mission of protecting the skies over America and providing immediate response capabilities to prevent or respond to attacks involving weapons of mass destruction. Every day, Air National Guard fighter aircraft and crews protect our skies, and Army National Guard Air Defense Forces protect our homeland from an ever-evolving ballistic and cruise missile threat from rogue up to near-peer competitors. Jason comes to us from Army Guard troops in Colorado Springs, Colorado, at the 100th Missile Defense Brigade and the 49th Missile Defense Battalion, who protect the homeland from ballistic missile threats in the Northern Hemisphere. The 49th and its ballistic missile defense mission is a prime example of how the Guard is always ready and always there for America, and Captain Jason Brewer has been part of this outfit since 2013. Jason is one of approximately 300 soldiers in the 100th Missile Defense Brigade, ground-based mid-course defense, and is assigned as the operations officer in charge of the brigade with units in Colorado, California, and the tundra of Alaska. And if you haven't been out to that site in Alaska, it's pretty doggone remote. Captain Brewer personally was responsible for the planning and execution of the ground-based mid-course defense fire control 7.A software upgrades. He was also the lead ballistic missile defense evaluator and conducted over 30 evaluations over the past year. And he did all this while serving as the brigade operations officer and as an alternate missile defense crew member for multiple crews. As you are likely aware, in light of world events, 2017 was the busiest year in the history of the 100th Missile Brigade, and Jason played a critical role in training and enabling crews to meet their 24/7 readiness requirements. In my previous job, I was on the other end of the phone with them numerous times before coming here. Jason's personal efforts and leadership by example helped set the standard for his entire outfit and inspired others throughout his organization to meet and exceed every readiness requirement in the event they were called into action to defend our nation. Ladies and gentlemen, please join me in recognizing Captain Jason Brewer for his exemplary performance and contributions to the missile defense of the United States of America.
So I was thinking about what I was going to say tonight. First off, I'd like to thank everyone, General Greaves, Colonel Kick, my brigade commander, General Dickinson, Mr. Ellison, for putting this on. I was very fortunate. I'm going to try to tie three things in together for you. First off, in football and coaching, as you know, there's a lot about visualization, a lot of talk about visualization. I'm going to date myself. I can remember in college, I used to watch Randy White and Herschel Walker and do the visualization portion. So if you could close your eyes for a minute and think about, first thing I want you to think about is there I was sitting on the sidelines, the Alamo Dome, San Antonio, Texas. Jim Rackley was the head coach of Judson High School, and I was just a lonely assistant coach, and we were playing Odessa High. They go down and they score with less than 40 seconds left to go in the game. Not the Antonio Brown you're thinking, sir, of the Pittsburgh Steelers, but we had a little sophomore wide receiver, Antonio Brown, came off. We ran the ball back to about the 45, We lost our starting wide receiver. We were very known to run the football at that time. We were kind of smash mouth football. And he said, "What are we going to do?" Coach Rackley is a real fiery guy. And I remember this kid looking at him. He said, "Coach, I'll catch it." 5 seconds later, quarterback drops back. Number one, I didn't know he could throw over 10 yards. He chucks the ball. The kid catches it. Why Odessa High was in a man defense, they pretty should have fired the defense coordinator at the end of the game. He catches the ball. He goes 62 yards. We win the 5A state championship in Texas. And I leave you with that, and I'm going to try to tie something in at the end of this. But I leave you with that just to show that youth, your youth of America, they are out doing the right thing. They are out trying. Everybody loves a competition. Everybody loves to compete. So the second thing I'm going to bring you into is Mr. Ellison. Let me back up. Colonel Kick asked me one time. He said, "Hey, Captain Brewer, have you taken any leave?" We were rolling out 7 Alpha, as you know, Mr. Great General. And I dealt with MDA, dealt with Miss Toby, Tim Ladowitz. We were all trying to get in the room 8-10 hours a day to figure out how we could do it and roll it out. We were also doing table 8s, sir, as you know. No notices on each crew, which has been phenomenal for the unit, by the way. And I said, "No, sir, I can't right now." I said, I'm very blessed to have a great wife of almost 20 years, 2 beautiful daughters, and I said, they support what I want to do. So I'm going to leave you at the last thing. If you could close your eyes a minute. You think about American history. I'm a history buff, history teacher by trade. I was a teacher, coach, principal before I joined the Army late in life. I don't know if I was drinking tequila that night or what happened, but I went to OCS at Fort Benning and was a CAV guy, 425. Had some great mentors. General Garrett was one of my mentors. Colonel Bill Miller retired. When you think about what we do, when you look at the Navy, you look at the Air Force, and how we combine it, I'm going to leave you with this thought. Tonight, you got 10 crew members, 5 at Fort Greely. Major Long is the director at Fort Greely, and you have Lieutenant Colonel, actually, this is my mentor, Mikowski, at the brigade. Tonight, at any given moment, North Korea could launch something towards us. You would fire up Tippy Twos, you'd fire up the Aegis ships, everybody would combine. No time in American history, in world history, would 10 people save more lives than a split 5 minutes of a threat going to LA. So to answer your question, sir, I've thought about it for months, and to answer your question, Mr. Ellison, that's the reason why I don't take time off. And that's the reason why my crews, the team that I have, who deals with NORTHCOM operationally, deals with SMDC with all our evaluations, deals with MDA with all of our interface, deals with TICM, that's the reason we do what we do. When you really think about that, how many times in American history has 10 people saved over 8 million people? That's the reason I say thank you. And I'm very humbled, Mr. Ellison, to be standing up here in front of you. And I'm very glad to be a part of an elite group that is ready to fight. I go back to the football. I'm ready to catch that pass. And my team's ready. Thank you.